The National Cattlemen's Beef Association is aware that getting a tough vote in Congress during an election year is a tough sell, but that won't stop them from lobbying for swift passage of the Trans-Pacific Partnership. The organization is pushing members of Congress to see if they can't get a vote on the historic trade agreement before July, but many are speculating that the issue may be left to the lame duck session. NCBA Vice President of Government Affairs Colin Woodall says the issues of getting TPP passed are a symptom of broader election year issues in Washington.
I think reality is going to bite us rather quickly. One, it's just a function of the fact that look at their schedule and the amount of time that they're going to spend in recess on the congressional side, and you know, they are focused on the elections. So taking hard policy positions is not necessarily high on their list. And let's just take TPP, for example. The number of offices that have told us and continue to tell us that they don't want to touch it until the lame duck session concerns us. Because for us, this is something that we are in lockstep with the President and Secretary Vilsack on.
Woodall says TPP will be beneficial to agriculture and the beef sector, and waiting to secure passage will have its consequences.
We think the President, we think that the U.S. Trade Representative, Ambassador Froman, and we think the Secretary Vilsack negotiated a really good deal for us on the beef side. And this excuse that we're getting, well, we need to wait until the lame duck session, it's not going to fly with us. That may ultimately be where it's at, but we're going to go kicking and screaming to get to that point if that's where we're drugged to.
NCBA's Kent Backus says TPP is a critical agreement for U.S. agriculture, and time is of the essence.
We have to do what's in the best interest of our producers, and the best interest of our producers is getting TPP implemented. And so that's why we want members of Congress and the President to work together and get this implemented in 2016. We need it to pass Congress in 2016. And I would say that it's more important that we do this before the elections in November than after. We need the United States to lead. We cannot afford to sit back and let the world pass us by on this and close us out of so many other markets. The future of agriculture depends on the success of TPP.
NCBA and other cattle organizations are gathering in San Diego this week for the Cattle Industry Convention, where trade policy and domestic prices are sure to be hot topics of conversation. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.